Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back for the final hour of Sports Talk on this Friday. Hope you've had a good Friday. Hope you got a big weekend planned. Jeff and I are kind of mapping out a little bit of training camp in Irvine, where we spent a lot of time last year. I feel like I know Newport Beach and Irvine, California way better than I should. But
That's because you biked everywhere.
I did. Right? I did. I loved it. I loved my bike out in California.
Bike hoss.
Bikes are a different animal in California. You own the road. Cars move out of the way, stop, apologize to you. It's the craziest
thing. And there's bike lanes like everywhere you go.
I mean, bike lanes in between two fast-moving car lanes. So the bike lanes aren't to the far right. They're like in the three-quarter, 75% range. And the lane to the right of you is a lane. Mm-hmm. And there's a lane to the left of you. And you got to have some, you know,
gumption.
I'm like, what am I doing?
Fun fact for the listener. We went out to California. Mike bought a bike, rode it everywhere, and then left it there.
I donated it.
You donated it. But I'm going to head back to the hotel and see if it's still
locked. It's probably still there. I had to come pick it up.
Yeah. Wait, a little huffy.
I spent $100. We were there 30 days. It was the
worth it.
Greatest purchase in the history of man. And they
some like 12-year-old riding that bike around right
now. It was not the bike for my size.
They don't even know it's like that's a famous bike. They're just riding it around.
But we're getting there. I tell you, and we're going to talk Saints this hour a little bit, but the Pelicans as well. And both had rough years last year. So if anything, first and foremost, what I wanted was change, right? Change. And both teams, both franchises, I don't care who you are or how much you think you know, don't nobody know nothing about either franchise. I don't care. I do not care what everybody thinks. Well, you don't know. We'll find out, but you don't know.
Sure. I'm excited about the young players the Pelicans brought in. I am excited about the young players the Pelicans brought in. I don't like the trade and how it was set up to get Derek Queen, but I do really like Derek Queen. It's a weird thing where I'm mad about it, but happy about it at the same time.
Right, because the trade got, you know,
If they had put like a top one protection on that trade, where if that pick lands number one overall, you got the pick. If it landed everywhere else, you gave it away. Like, I would feel completely differently about it. It's like, did they even try? That's my question. But like, Derek Queen, he's going to get the Marcus Davenport treatment a little bit because they gave up a lot to get him. I think it's worth it. He reminds me, I've said this before, he reminds me of a pre-injury Boogie a little bit. Like, he's got that part to his game. I think he needs to bulk up. He had 7 turnovers yesterday. Summer League is what it is. 13 points, 10 rebounds. I just think he's going to fit what you need in this new NBA or this modern-day NBA in a way that the Pelicans haven't had in a while.
No, I was talking about both franchises.
Yeah.
I mean, you just there's so much change, right? It's just, you know, we don't know a lot about Staley's defense and what's it going to look like when you start putting the players that he wants in there and you start hitting a little bit. And for the second year in a row, and I truly, like, I've covered a lot of training camps, and I don't know that I've ever talked less about a number one pick than
Calvin Banks.
Or Fuaga last year.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Right? I mean, it was like, oh, yeah, he's the left tackle. All right, move on. Like, it was just kind of this thing. I think it's going to be the same thing this year.
That's what happens when you draft a tackle that delivers from day one, because the goal of your tackles, like, if you are in a perfect place with your tackles, you're not talking about them. Right. They're there. You are never saying, where'd that guy come from? Because he didn't get around him.
We talked about Trevor a lot.
Because he wasn't delivering. That's my point. So if they're delivering, you're not going to talk about him. You're just going to say, what a great pick, and move on. Like, Andres Pete, not so much. But you got him into that guard. He was a Pro Bowl guard, and you live with that. Hopefully that's what you can get with Trevor this year. So we're going to be getting Cesar Ruiz on the show early next week. So I'm excited to talk to Cesar a little bit. And because I felt like Cesar, you know, was on a really strong trajectory. And then that injury last year really just derailed a lot for him. And I don't know if you ever saw him get back. But either way, like, in the NFL, your team goes how your offensive line goes. If you have a consistent, effective offensive line, offense is a lot easier. If you don't,
Buccaneers. Buccaneers offensive line missed like two games.
Yep.
For the most part, played them all.
Unless you're the Falcons, who had a top five offensive line, and we're still terrible.
They seem to find a way. So we're going to hear from some of the Pelicans?
Yeah. I was trying to tee you up for it.
I didn't know. You got to introduce them.
That's all right. Yeah, we got Derek Queen. We heard from Derek Queen after the Pelicans Summer League debut yesterday. So let's hit that.
What was it like getting out there in the first NBA experience?
It was great. I started out really, really bad. And then, like, my teammates stuck with me. I mean, I guess I call them vets for the summer league, but a few of the older guys was just giving me words of encouragement. The second half, I got it going, and then I kind of picked it up.
Was there any, like, one moment that it clicked? Bruce said he kind of talked to you at halftime, and then early in that third, they kind of sat you down and talked to you a little bit. Is there anything that kind of helped you get going?
Like, no, I mean, no, not really. It was just like, I don't know, like, it was my game. Like, I feel like it's my game to, like, kind of be, like, nonchalant, but, like, at times I should, like, be physical at times because that's why I feel like I messed up or turned the ball over a lot. Like, I mean, or I looked immature because I wasn't physical enough. But so once I understood it in the second half, I felt like I picked it up.
How much did that first bucket going in kind of help kind of get you going a little bit?
It was a little bit of relief. And then I think I came down, turned the ball over. I was like, and I got spit from my mouthpiece in my eyes. So I was like, so, like, and then the next one got me going. So, like, we didn't have enough time to really, like, play against each other a lot. I mean, we did, but, like, me to adapt to the physicality in the week I was there. But now, like, I feel like I have this game under my belt. I feel like I'm going to be great next game.
What did you kind of see from Fears in that first game taking over that point guard role?
I think Fears kind of did a good job. It's our first game. None of us going to be perfect, but Fizz know what he got to do better. I know what I got to do better, but I feel like it was a really good debut for him. Talked a little trash. Now, that's one guy I probably got to learn from, even though he's younger than me, because he was bumping a lot of people using his physicality. But I felt like he had a great debut.
Did that surprise you? I don't see him chirping out there a little bit in that first half?
No. I mean, he's from Chicago, so.
You mentioned, the next game, how much you look forward to just taking this experience of this game and trying to improve. I know, like, turnovers was an issue today, but I'm sure just getting more opportunity to play together will help.
Yeah, just really redemption. Like, I got to redeem myself because I know, like, I got 82 games. I mean, like, Twitter and probably Instagram going crazy right now. So, like, I just got to redeem myself for me and all the outside noise also and my team.
I mean, you also had a double-double.
I mean, it was kind of sloppy, but, a double-double is a double-double, but it was kind of sloppy in the first half, but I think I flipped the switch in the second half. I mean, like, I adapted in the second half, but even Weave told me it's going to take me a week to figure it out. But I feel like I got a little bit of a hang of it now.
You mentioned it sounded like you were trying to be more aggressive in the second half. Did you feel like you were kind of reading things better, too, like reading their defense, finding openings better?
No, like, sometimes I beat my man, and then I try to make an unnecessary move or a weak move, and then he just – playing good defense and got me to turn the ball over every single time. So, like, it was like, so second half I kind of understood it. Oh, and actually what kind of got me going is one of the guys was talking trash and he was like, he didn't even get in the game. And that's when he was like, you trash, you're not even good at basketball. So I think that got me going.
What's the key to keeping that switch flipped on Saturday?
I mean, I don't know, trying to be the best on the floor at all times probably, but trying to compete. It's really not no switch, but like the way I play is the way I've been playing all my life. And then I mean, a lot of people say I have to turn it up, like just as spurts. So I think this was one of the games where I had to turn up as spurts to get used to the physicality and the no calls and stuff. But I think I figured it out in the second half.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.